This is Toby Chu, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU, presenting to you Meng Pao's editorial. Policies needed to protect working young olds. The government has suggested encouraging young olds aged between 65 and 74 to return to the job market. With Chief Secretary Matthew Chan Kin Chong saying the government will take the initiative to implement policies to this end. He mentioned that Hong Kong's workforce participation rate among elderly people has increased significantly in the past decade, and the rise was particularly prominent in the 65 to 74 age group. However, the participation rate was still much lower than that in other Asian countries such as Japan, Singapore, and South Korea. Amid the challenges of population aging, encouraging prolonged employment or re-employment of the elderly is certainly an important direction in unleashing the potential of the local working population and promoting active aging. But encouraging elderly employment cannot be achieved by merely shouting slogans. The government must formulate appropriate policies that can protect the rights of the young old workforce and avoid the exploitation of elderly employees who lack bargaining power by unscrupulous employers.